So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Circuses on the air.
The president doesn't.
Sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear
don't.
Down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John hasn't been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Morning, Dave Schwann.
Dave Plyer.
How are you, pal?
All right. I have to tell you, coming in this morning, I heard birds chirping.
Stop.
It was mild out. I got out of the car in the parking lot of Tribune Tower, and it was there was just a warmth and mildness in the air that was so welcome.
Oh, awesome.
So welcome.
I love hearing that, especially as we're getting closer to opening day here.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah. My apologies. I did not wear my Cubs regalia this morning.
What is happening here? What is happening here? You know, I was there today.
Plenty of time to do it.
Josh started his training today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. How's that going?
It's great.
Does he like it?
He's just beside himself that he's walking through that ballpark. But what's really exciting is walking around the field and not the field, but the neighborhood and seeing the progress and the park and the plaza in front of the office building that will open on opening day. It is absolutely breathtaking.
It's been a concern whether or not they're going to be ready.
Oh, yeah. They were laying the sod and they were ready to move. Oh, yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to be. There's just no excuse.
There's always construction going on. The hotel's going up and other construction around Wrigley, but that's going to happen for the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to get used to that. But inside the field, my son said, is absolutely gorgeous. You wouldn't know anything that's going on outside of it. So looking forward, of course, to opening day on Monday. And I'm going to jump in a little bit because we're short of time, and I want to share something very special with you.
Yeah.
But for the history this week, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln is shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford Theater. About 7:22 the next morning, he died 56 years old, the first president to be assassinated. 1902, James Cash Penny opened his first store. The Golden Rule now operates over 1,000 stores. Struggling not as bad as some of the other retailers like Sears. They've been able to hold their own in the last couple years. 1910, Taft is the first president to throw out the first baseball at a baseball game. It was in 1910. And in 1912, this week, Dave, was the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, 227.
Yeah.
227.
Let's see. I do not remember it.
You didn't cover that, huh, Dave?
No,
okay,
I didn't cover that one.
All right.
But you know what? The 100th anniversary, which was in April of 2012,
yeah.
I saw a story circulating, or it was called to my attention. There was a story circulating online that there were, you know, younger people that thought that the Titanic was just the fictional movie, the one with Kate Winslet and
Leonardo
DiCaprio. And didn't
know that there was a real Titanic.
They were unaware that was a real event.
Well, here's a real story. Now, this is cool. We played this before. Edith Russell, who was a first-class passenger,
right.
was recorded telling about her survivor story. Let's take a quick listen.
And now let's take up the story from survivors of the Titanic themselves. First of all, an American passenger, Miss Edith Russell, traveling first class. Where were you just before it happened, Miss Russell?
In the library. The steward had just called out, 11:30, lights out. So I gave him a few letters to post in the morning to told him I'd pay for the stamps, picked up a book and walked forward to my stateroom, which was on the same deck, A11. And as I got in my stateroom, I switched on the electric light, and I noticed a slight jar, followed immediately by a second one and a third one, which was quite strong enough to make me hold on to the bedpost. The boat came to a full stop. I walked forward to my window and saw a grayish-white mass drifting by. I was very much surprised and decided to take my fur coat and go out on deck and see what it was all about.
Isn't that something to have that kind of account? You really
it is.
A lot of that. Yeah.
There were some a couple of people that recounted their stories for radio and later television. You know, they were very young, of course, when the Titanic went down. But there's another story about a young girl who was with her mother in a lifeboat that talked about it. I had heard that story or read that account as well.
It's wild to hear it from the people that were actually on there, obviously.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that some 1,500 people lost their lives in that, the fact that it was, you know, the boat was touted as unsinkable and on its maiden voyage, it goes down.
Yeah.
Changed everything. I had seen another documentary where that said that was considered the end of the Gilded Age.
Yeah.
You know, the high-class luxury style.
Well, such a separation lifestyle from one end to the other.
Yeah.
You know, was yeah, absolutely. Three other points of interest here. 1925, the first regular season Cubs game broadcast on WGN Radio, April 14th, 1925.
Wouldn't it be great to have some sound from that?
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
yeah, nothing that dates that far back. I think the earliest sound we have really might be the Scopes. Do we have some Scopes Monkey Trial? I think we might have. We might have some audio from. No, I'm asking you, Dave.
I've always wondered if we did have Scopes Trial audio.
Yeah, there might be some audio out there for that. Otherwise, it might be Sam and Henry, which was the precursor to Amos and Andy.
Right. I know there's film of the actual trial, the Scopes trial, but it's silent film. You can't hear them speaking.
Right. 1934, Shirley Temple appears in her first movie, Stand Up and Cheer. Daffy Duck comes about in 1938. 1948, ABC TV network begins. 1955 was the beginnings of McDonald's. 1961, the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, beating the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. 1964, the Ford Mustang was formally introduced. And this week, Dave, was the passing of somebody I just loved and really created a friendship with in the last few years, was with Don Rickles.
I had said in my email to you earlier this week, as soon, the instant I saw that story, I thought of you.
Yeah, and I told Roger, you know, it's certainly not about me, but I had about 50 either text, phone calls, emails within hours of that happening.
Sure.
And when we came in here to do Bill Left Show with Rich Coase and Jim Roach to talk about it Friday, we all met in the green room over here and we're, you know, we all kind of hugged each other like we were in the back of a wake and saying to each other, yeah, I'm sorry we're meeting under these circumstances. That's how it felt because we took these road trips together to see Don several times.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I've seen him over a couple dozen times. And I have to jump to this, Dave, because we're so short on time today.
Sure.
But, you know, I played my Rickles interview in the beginning of the show. It's actually up at WGNradio.com. I taped some behind the scenes backstage last fall. So this is after my interview, 6 months after my interview, when we were just hanging out with Don, with Jeff Hoover from WGN TV Morning News, myself, Rich Coase, Jim Roach, Jeff Rogers. And also in this audio clip is his wife, Barbara, and his manager, Tony O. And we were just shooting the you-know-what backstage, having a vodka, having a old-fashioned, talking about life with Don Rickles. He was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. He was really excited about that. And I'm going to play, which I've never played before, this kind of behind-the-scenes conversation with Don Rickles. Let's take a listen.
Jimmy Kimmel's adorable. I'm going to be on with him.
I heard
him.
That in October.
Yeah, Jimmy's a good guy. Yeah.
So October 10th.
So is, what do you call it?
Fallon,
yeah.
We just did that.
I like Jimmy, too. He's good, too.
Yeah, but with Kimmel, there is a kind of kindred
relationship you have, absolutely, like you did
so,
with Johnny.
Yeah,
that
we're
day.
So yeah.
He respects and honors you.
He has
you,
such
like,
warmth for me. When
he
I,
does.
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
Well, we see him socially outside.
Well,
of
that's nice.
Part of that was if Don had a relationship, people joke about Uncle Frank.
Oh yeah,
Uncle,
right.
Uncle Frank was truly his uncle, and he was a cop that worked in a lot
oh, that's
of the
right.
joints
that's
in
right.
New York yeah. before he moved to Vegas. Mm-hmm.
So you knew him before Jimmy Show,
Uncle Frank.
Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
oh,
know
Uncle
that.
Frank,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it?
So did I.
He married to what's her name? The ma.
Aunt Chippy.
You get a kick out of what I loved was the inaugural with Reagan.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
that was great.
That's a classic. That was
I can't hear the audience. Was the audience enjoying that?
Oh yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah,
yeah.
I can't hear it. I'm,
yeah, with the drape closed sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But that was a risky choice, right? At the
well,
time
the,
to have
the,
you
the
come
story,
out.
That's another story.
Oh, right.
The story was that Frank went to the cabinet and said, "I'm going to have Rickles on this show for Reagan." And they said, "Oh no way." And God rest his soul, he said, "Let me put it to you this way. If you don't have Rickles, you're not going to have me." That's what he said.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's how I...
But you knew Reagan when he was
yeah,
governor.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
governor.
You knew for years.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
But the cabinet, he
roast.
Didn't have...
Did you see the...
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you bet I
see, a lot of
yeah.
people in those days
but
didn't know that. They thought
scary.
They were going to come out and call you a...
Right, 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 right.
Sure.
Which you never... You never
no, I don't
that.
Do that.
Yeah.
You know, some of these young kids that come on strong, I tell them they're all great because they're at 90. I'm certainly not jealous. But, you know, they ask, "Oh, Mr. Rickles, oh, I love him, I love..." But some of these guys, they really... And, but the audience yeah. laughs.
We were talking.
I mean, I can't. Not, you know, how do you say it's lousy? They laugh.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. We were talking on the way here. We said there really aren't any. There isn't any other comedian that we could think of that does your kind of humor.
No.
Yeah.
Never will.
It's a very unique brand that you've carved that
United.
No one else can follow
no.
that path.
And some guys I don't want to mention who are kind of famous. Try to do or say things like I've supposedly said, mm-hmm. and the way they say it, you know, it's not something I rehearse. It's your personality, you know.
Yeah. Well, when you do it, it doesn't come off as crude.
Oh, thank
but
you.
When they do it, that's
there
the
are a couple of guys
different.
That try that, you know.
Sure. Like that's their punchline is to be crude instead
yeah.
of being
yeah.
funny.
I was watching two roasts this week because I was doing my prep work for tonight's show of roast of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
They were classic. Those were classic. And of Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was even better.
Yeah.
For all the films you just showed up here, none of them were great. Yeah.
somebody get him a phone book
so I can see him. Exactly.
Yeah, Marty, those were good times.
Yeah.
And Casino,
watch
we had a great time in
oh,
doing
yeah,
Casino,
yeah.
you know.
That's what I'm saying. They blew
well,
up the Riviera.
You watch
today.
A lot of that.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
yeah,
I was on
yeah.
the
oh, did they really today?
Yeah, today they blew up the Riviera.
I didn't feel so many times, you know.
I didn't think they blew
up. Sure.
I think it was in that bad shape.
No, because the convention center bought it, and they're going to use that as an annex now. So they
what is
they
it
leveled
now?
It.
What'd you say,
they blew up the Riviera.
The Las Vegas Convention Center Bureau bought the Riviera, and they...
Oh, they, when
down.
Did they blow it up?
This morning, about.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys
all
were going to Vegas in those days. It's a long time ago, but it was so great when the mob had it because it was so Vegas. It was really fun. You know, all the wise guys that ran the place. I worked for all of them.
It was for adults.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was different.
And now you know they have the kids and the families and the.
There's kids up at 1 o'clock in the morning pushing them in strollers through
yeah.
the casinos. I don't understand that at all.
No, the whole
and the people
picture.
Dress like
no, and their sneakers and
yeah,
t-shirts.
I can't take it.
I
yeah.
said to one guy once.
Sorry.
I said to one guy once.
This is Milwaukee. I'm talking about.
I said to one guy once. He came in and he was sitting in the front line with a t-shirt and shorts and sneakers.
You won't be what?
And I said to the maid of the day, I said, "Charlie, why are these guys in front with him?" He says, "Fine, you're going to tell him." He dropped $50,000.
Oh, wow.
That was his answer, you know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know.
Ethan,
but my day when Milton Prell, when I worked in the Sahara, it was like a Cadillac. I mean, they didn't care if he dropped $100,000. If he was in a T-shirt and a pants, there's no way he's going to get in
there.
I mean,
Bill
they
Harris
ran it.
Was the same
they,
way.
They ran it, Sahara. They ran it with class.
Harris,
they did.
Yeah.
And people dressed up. They came with
yeah.
jackets.
Well, that was certainly
a different world.
Yeah,
there.
Right. Different time.
But I was there. I used to work in the lounge. In those days, you could imagine, geez, if I had three shows a night,
yeah.
12,
wow.
2, and 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And then I do a classic thing, which nobody ever did. I ran out into the audience, a couple of nights, and I go, ladies and gentlemen, hey, Beck, and loud. I want it stopped. I want the noise stopped. I'm doing a show, want it stopped. And get high rollers on. The whole place stopped. I said, if I hear any more noise, I'm going to walk out of here. You understand me? And I go, oh. So Milton Perl, who, rest his soul, was the boss, he said, oh, Tom Riggle's coming to my office. And I thought he was going to get, you know, funniest thing. It was funny. That's nobody great. Ever did that.
Oh, awesome. God.
And but 5 o'clock in the morning, you get guys. But the way I work, they became my friends. Hey, Charlie, sure. Suck the ice. I didn't even do good evening. It was all just talking to them, you know.
Sure, yeah.
And some strippers.
Oh yeah.
And back in the early day.
Oh yeah.
Satina.
Oh yeah.
Satina. See, I remember.
We
all remember Satina. We all do. So, have you seen like all your grandfather's movies from, you know, Run Silent, Run Deep?
Of course.
Of course you have.
I had to.
They're classic.
Tied me down and made me.
They're classic.
Well, on our MeTV station, we run all these old shows.
Yeah.
And you show up in so many of them.
Really?
You know, Get Smart.
Get Smart.
I love seeing you with Don Adams. That's always so much fun.
It's funny.
It's my good friend.
And Wild Wild West, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did them all, yeah.
You played a lot of great parts. Yeah. So much fun.
My biggest thing from way back, if you talk about way back, was Kelly's Heroes. I mean,
sure. Yeah.
Everybody remembers that.
Sure. I remember the print ad for that.
And I had the best time in Kelly's Heroes. I mean, Carol's gone, rest his soul, and Telly Savalas was a gem.
But those were lifelong friendships for you.
Oh, yeah.
The legendary Don Rickles. Rest in peace, my friend.
Ask not.
The Beatles. Bozo Circus is on the air.
The president doesn't. Sometimes you feel like that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you don't.
Tear down this wall.
Here's Johnny.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in 6 seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
Morning, Dave Schwann.
Dave Plyer.
How are you, pal?
Oh, all right. I have to tell you, coming in this morning, I heard birds chirping.
Stop.
It was mild out. I got out of the car in the parking lot of Tribune Tower, and it was there was just a warmth and mildness in the air that was so welcome.
Awesome.
So welcome.
I love hearing that, especially as we're getting closer to opening day here.
Oh, I know.
Right?
Yeah. My apologies. I did not wear my Cubs regalia this morning.
What is happening here? What is happening here? You know, I was there today.
Plenty of time to do it.
Josh started his training today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. How's that going?
It's great.
Does he like it?
He's just beside himself that he's walking through that ballpark. But what's really exciting is walking around the field and not the field, but the neighborhood and seeing the progress and the park and the plaza in front of the office building that will open on opening day. It is absolutely breathtaking.
It's been a concern whether or not they're going to be ready.
Oh, yeah, they were laying the sod and they were ready to move. Oh, yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
They have to be. There's just no excuse.
There's always construction going on. The hotel's going up and other construction around Wrigley, but that's going to happen for the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to get used to that. But inside the field, my son said, is absolutely gorgeous. You wouldn't know anything that's going on outside of it. So looking forward, of course, to opening day on Monday. And I'm going to jump in a little bit because we're short of time, and I want to share something very special with you.
Yeah.
But for the history this week, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln is shot by John Wilkes Booth at Ford Theater. About 7:22 the next morning, he died, 56 years old, the first president to be assassinated. 1902, James Cash Penny opened his first store. The Golden Rule now operates over 1,000 stores. Struggling not as bad as some of the other retailers like Sears. They've been able to hold their own in the last couple of years. 1910, Taft is the first president to throw out the first baseball at a baseball game. It was in 1910. And in 1912, this week, Dave, was the sinking of the Titanic.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, 227.
Yeah,
227.
Let's see. I do not remember it.
Well,
I'm not that
You didn't
old.
Cover that, huh, Dave?
No,
okay,
I
all
didn't
right.
cover that
okay,
one. All right. But you know what? The 100th anniversary, which was in April of 2012,
yeah.
I saw a story circulating, or it was called to my attention. There was a story circulating online that there were, you know, younger people that thought that the Titanic was just the fictional movie, the one with Kate Winslet
yeah.
and
didn't
Leonardo
didn't know that
DiCaprio.
There was a real
they,
Titanic.
They were unaware that that was a real event.
Well, here is a real story. Now, this is cool. We played this before. Edith Russell, who was a first-class passenger,
yeah, right, right.
was recorded mm-hmm. telling about her survivor story. Let's take a quick listen.
And now let's take up the story from survivors of the Titanic themselves. First of all, an American passenger, Miss Edith Russell, traveling first class. Where were you just before it happened, Miss Russell?
In the library. The steward had just called out, 11:30, lights out. So I gave him a few letters to post in the morning, told him I'd pay for the stamps, picked up a book and walked forward to my stateroom, which was on the same deck, A11. And as I got in my stateroom, I switched on the electric light, and I noticed a slight jar, followed immediately by a second one, and a third one, which was quite strong enough to make me hold on to the bedpost. The boat came to a full stop. I walked forward to my window and saw a grayish white mass drifting by. I was very much surprised and decided to take my fur coat and go out on deck and see what it was all about.
Isn't that something to have that kind of account? You really
it is.
Have a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. There were some, a couple of people that recounted their stories for radio and later television. You know, they were very young, of course, when the Titanic went down. But there's another story about a young girl who was with her mother in a lifeboat that talked about it.
Yeah.
Had heard that story or read that account as well.
It's wild to hear it from the people that were actually on there, obviously.
Yeah, it is. And the fact that some 1,500 people lost their lives in that, the fact that it was, you know, the boat was touted as unsinkable, and
right.
on its maiden voyage,
right.
it goes down.
Yeah,
changed everything. I had seen another documentary said that was considered the end of the Gilded Age.
Yeah,
you know, the high class luxury style.
Well, such a separation lifestyle. From one end to the other.
Yeah,
you know, was yeah, absolutely. Three other points of interest here. 1925, the first regular season Cubs game broadcast on WGN Radio, April 14th, 1925.
Wouldn't it be great to have some sound from that?
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
yeah, nothing that dates that far back. I think the earliest sound we have really might be the Scopes. Do we have some Scopes Monkey trial I think we might have? We might have some audio from. No, I'm asking
wonder,
you, Dave.
I've always wondered if we did have yeah. Scopes trial.
Yeah,
audio.
There might be some audio out there for that. Otherwise, it might be Sam and Henry, which was the precursor to Amos and Andy.
Yeah, right. I know there's film
yeah.
of the actual trial, the
yep.
Scopes trial, but it's silent film. You
exactly.
can't hear them speaking.
Right, right, right. 1934, Shirley Temple appears in her first movie, Stand Up and Cheer. Daffy Duck comes about in 1938. 1948, ABC TV network begins. 1955 was the beginnings of McDonald's. 1961, the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, beating the Detroit Red Wings 4-2. 1964, the Ford Mustang was formally introduced. And this week, Dave, was the passing of somebody I just loved. And really created a friendship with in the last few years was with Don Rickles.
I had said in my email to you earlier this week, as soon, the instant I saw that story, I thought of you.
Yeah, and I told Roger, you know, it's certainly not about me, but I had about 50 either text, phone calls, emails within hours of that happening.
Sure.
And when we came in here to do Bill Left Show with Rich Coase and Jim Roach to talk about it Friday, we all met in the green room over here and we're, you know, we all kind of hugged each other like we were in the back of a wake and saying to each other, yeah, I'm sorry we're meeting under these circumstances. That's how it felt because we took these road trips together to see Don several times. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him over a couple dozen times. And I have to jump to this, Dave, because we're so short on time today.
Sure.
But, you know, I played my Rickles interview in the beginning of the show. It's actually up at WGNradio.com. I taped some behind the scenes backstage last fall. So this is after my interview, 6 months after my interview, when we were just hanging out with Don, with Jeff Hoover from WGN TV Morning News, myself, Rich Coase, Jim Roach, Jeff Rogers, and also in this audio clip is his wife, Barbara, and his manager, Tony O. And we were just shooting the you-know-what backstage, having a vodka, having a old-fashioned, talking about life with Don Rickles. He was going to be on Jimmy Kimmel. He was really excited about that. And I'm going to play, which I've never played before, this kind of behind-the-scenes conversation with Don Rickles. Let's take a listen.
Jimmy Kimmel's adorable. I'm going to be on with him.
I heard
Jimmy.
That in October.
Yeah, Jimmy's a good guy.
And so October 10th.
So is, what do you call it?
Fallon.
Fallon, yeah.
We just did that.
I like Jimmy, too. He's good, too. Yeah,
but with Kimmel, there is a kind of kindred relationship you have.
Absolutely.
Like you did with Johnny.
Yeah, we're socially.
He respects and honors you.
He has such warmth for me.
He does.
Yeah,
he's good kid.
Well, we see him socially outside.
Well, that's nice.
Part of that was Jimmy. If Don had a relationship, people joke about Uncle Frank. He passed
away. Oh, yeah, right.
Uncle Frank was truly his uncle, and he was a cop that worked in a lot of the joints in New York before he moved to Vegas. Mm-hmm.
So you knew him before Jimmy Show? Uncle Frank.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't
so
he married to, what's her name? The
Chippy.
You get a kick out of what I loved was the inaugural with Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
That's a classic. Of course,
I can't hear the audience. Was the audience enjoying that?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Because I can't hear it.
With the draw clothes sometimes. Mm-hmm.
But that was a risky choice, right?
That's another story.
Right?
The story was that Frank went to the cabinet and said, I'm going to have Rickles on this show for Reagan. And they said, no way. And God rest his soul. He said, let me put it to you this way. If you don't have Rickles, you're not going to have me. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I...
But you knew Reagan when he was governor.
Yeah, I knew
he was
governor.
Knew for years.
Oh, yeah. But the cabinet, he didn't have...
Did you see the...
Oh, yeah. Oh, you bet.
See, a lot of people in those days didn't know that. They thought they were going to come out and call you a bull or
something. Right. Sure. Which you never
No, I don't
do
that.
Yeah.
You know, some of these young kids that come on strong, I tell them they're all great because they're at 90. I'm certainly not jealous. But, you know, they ask, oh, Mr. Rickles, oh, I love him, I love him. But some of these guys, they really, but the audience laughs.
We were talking.
I can't, not, you know, how do you say it's lousy? They laugh.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. We were talking on the way here. We said there really aren't any, there isn't any other comedian that we could think of that does your kind of humor.
No.
Yeah.
It's a very unique brand that you've carved that else can follow that path.
And some guys, I don't want to mention, who are kind of famous, try to do or say things like I've supposedly said, and the way they say it, you know, it's not something I rehearse. It's your personality, you know.
Yeah. Well, when you do it, it doesn't come off as crude.
Oh, thank
but
you.
But when they do it, that's
there
the
are a couple of guys
different.
That try that, you know.
Sure.
Like that's their punchline is to be crude instead of being funny.
I was watching two roasts this week because I was doing my prep work for tonight's show of roast of Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that was fun.
Oh,
yeah.
They were classic. Both of them classic. And of Martin Scorsese.
Oh, yeah.
That was even better.
Yeah.
For all the films you just showed up here, none of them were great. Yeah.
somebody get him a phone book so I can,
so I can see him. Exactly.
Yeah, Marty, those were good times.
Yeah.
And Casino,
watch
we had a great time in doing Casino, you know.
That's and I was been, saying they blew
well,
up the Riviera.
You watch today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was on the.
Oh, did they really today?
Yeah, today they blew up the Riviera.
Feel so many times, you know.
I didn't think they blew. Sure. I think it was in that bad shape.
No, because the convention center bought it, and they're going to use that as an annex now. So they
what is
they
it
leveled
now?
It.
What'd you say,
they blew up the Riviera.
The Las Vegas Convention Center Bureau bought the Riviera, and they.
Oh, they, when did they blow it up?
This morning, about.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you guys were going to Vegas in those days. It's a long time ago, but it was so great when the mob had it, because it was so Vegas. It was really fun, you know. All the wise guys that ran the place, I worked for all of them.
It was for adults.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was different.
And now, you know, they have the kids and the families and the.
There's kids up at 1 o'clock in the morning pushing them in strollers through the casinos. I don't understand that at all.
No, the whole
and the people
picture.
Dress like.
No, the sneakers and t-shirts.
I can't take it.
I said to one guy once.
Sorry.
I said to one guy once.
This is Milwaukee. I'm talking about.
I said to one guy once. He came in and he was sitting in the front with a t-shirt and shorts. Shorts and sneakers. And I said to the maitre d', I said, Charlie, why is this guy in front with him? He says, Don, you're going to tell him he dropped $50,000.
Oh, wow.
That was his answer. You know.
Oh, wow.
So, you know. Ethan, but my day when Milton Prell, when I worked in the Sahara, it was like a Cadillac. I mean, they didn't care if he dropped $100,000. If he was in a t-shirt and a pants, there's no way he's going to get in
there.
I mean,
Bill
they
Harris
ran it.
Was the same
they,
way.
They
Bill
ran
Harris,
it with Sahara. They ran it with class.
Harris,
they did.
Yeah.
And that people dressed up. They came with jackets.
It was a
different world.
Yeah, right. Different time.
But I was there. I used to work in the lounge in those days. You could imagine, geez, if I had three shows a night, 12, 2, and 5 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And I do a classic thing which nobody ever did. I ran out into the audience a couple of nights, and I'd go, I go, ladies and gentlemen, epic and loud. I want it stopped. I want the noise stopped. I'm doing a show, want it stopped. And high rollers, the whole place stopped. I said, if I hear any more noise, I'm going to walk out of here. You understand me? And they so Milton Prell, who, rest his soul, was the boss, he said, oh, tell me to come up to my office. I thought he was going to get you. Yeah. Funniest thing. It was funny.
That's
nobody
great.
Ever did that.
Oh, awesome.
And but 5 o'clock in the morning, you get guys. But the way I work, they became my friends. Hey, Charlie, sure. Suck the ice. I didn't even do good evening. It was all just talking to them, you know.
Sure, yeah. And some strippers.
Oh yeah.
And back in the early day.
Oh yeah.
Satina.
Oh yeah.
See, I remember.
We all remember Satina.
Yeah, we all remember Satina. Mm. We all do. So, have you seen like all your grandfather's movies from, you know, Run Silent, Run Deep?
Of course.
Of course you have.
I had to. They're tied me down and made me.
They're classic.
Well, on our MeTV station, we run all these old shows.
Yeah.
And you show up in so many of them.
Really?
You know,
Get
Smart.
Get Smart.
I love seeing you with Don Adams. That's always so much fun.
It's funny.
It's my good friend.
And Wild Wild West, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did them all, yeah.
You played a lot of great parts in them. So much fun.
My biggest thing from way back, to talk about way back, is... was Kelly's Heroes. I mean, everybody remembers that.
Sure. I remember the print ad for that.
And I had the best time in Kelly's Heroes. I mean, Carol's gone, rest his soul, and Telly Savalas was a gem.
But those were lifelong friendships for you.
Oh, yeah.
The legendary Don Rickles. Rest in peace, my friend.